Hello, everyone. Hello, Mike. It's Lisa with Truth in Hand.
Hello, Lisa. Hello, everybody. I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. And Lisa, it's the 24th of September. It's Tuesday.
We've gotten here already. Wow. Okay. Well, I like this because we're sailing into calmer waters, but what does the chop look like that we're sailing out of? Do tell.
Right. It's actually a great day, Lisa, because at 10:33 in the morning, we wake up to Mercury trining Uranus. If our listeners may recall, this is going to be the third and last time over the last 40 days that Mercury has trined Uranus. This is going to be the flavor of the morning, really into the afternoon, up until the dinner time hour. This is inspiration. This is intuition. This is insight. This is an open and peaceful mind, a search for higher meaning.
You know, with that six, well, first of all, air is mind. So we've got Mercury pulled in here. Six is Virgo. Now I know that we've sailed into the Libra season, but we're still picking up some of that flavor of Virgo. It's the third time it's touched here. So this is really looking back over this Mercury retrograde before it leaves this space. What did you learn about you when we go through difficult times, and it's probably been bumpy the last 6 weeks? You know, most people have experienced a little bit of chop, but what have you learned about yourself? Difficulties are not a value judgment from the universe or punishment on whether you're good or bad. They're just a fact of life. So where did you not settle for easy answers, but instead faced some hard facts or some hard choices? You know, when you face unpleasant facts, you can transform them, and there's something in you that now knows that you can, as opposed to just wishing they weren't there. You know something about you, and that is that you can deal with the unpleasant and turn it into something much more engaging or beneficial. Now that's good news.
And it's supported, this energy is supported because at the same time, Lise, the moon trines Venus. So this is harmony, this is grace, this is soft feelings of soft sweetness, this is intimacy, friendship, affection, and charm.
Well, again, it allows for what you feel good about Venus and the moon, where you feel safe, to come together. And you do feel safer in relationships when you know how to speak your truth, ask for what you want, say what you don't want, and engage cleanly from there. So much more is possible. So,
But
yeah.
as the afternoon progresses, though, we have the moon squaring the sun. And this is only for a couple hours, but this will flavor our afternoon and early evening. But this is tension. This is emotions dominating the will or the will dominating emotions. So we have to be mindful.
We have to allow for the fact that as you expand, you know, it's gas and brakes. Our fear brain likes certainty because it knows how to survive it. So when the moon and the sun are at odds, it's that place where, you know, intuitively you may feel safer doing what you've always done, but the sun, the ego self, is going, well, hang on. There's only so much that's possible in that smaller space. So allow yourself the expansion, the contraction, the expansion, the contraction, breath in, breath out.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
yeah, the wind fills your sails and takes you to calmer waters. Because if you can give that kind of grace to yourself, it's much easier to have it for somebody else.
Perfect.
Yeah. Shall we end on that note?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good forecast today. Thanks for the heads up on the
Thank
weather.
you.
It's a pleasure. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
And I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Bye.